Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for kickoffs and kick-ons.
Swoople, duple.
What the fuck are we starting with me?
I think it's important that we just check you're okay before we
I'm fine, mate.
We'll see if you're alive there,
Swoople. I'm here, aren't I?
Yeah, okay. You're here.
You're now, here, but you're not.
I don't know where my soul is.
Yeah.
All right, let me do my little intro here. G'day, welcome on, to Coco. What you can hear in the background, and they're the celebrations. We have literally just come off the Hong Kong Sevens. New Zealand have just defeated France 10-5, I believe. Congrats to the Kiwis. Not only did they just win the men's, they also won the ladies today. They got it done against USA. Hooray for New Zealand. Hooray for New Zealand. Now, we came here to slay the dragon. Just give me a thumbs up or a thumbs down if we slay the dragon, boys. For those of you listening, Drew is giving a thumbs down. No. Swoop a thumbs down. Hey, have you been doing some corporate gigs today?
No, mate. What? How dare you accuse me of doing corporate stuff? I'm here for the podcast.
Because we lost you for a lot of the day. Were you? No, you just here for the podcast.
No, I was here, man.
Let me say this to you. Plenty of, I'm going to call them meccas in the world of rugby union. There's the World Cup final. There's British and Irish Lions. There's Six Nations final, the Calcutta Cup. Maybe there's the Bledisloe. There's the Shoot Shield. All these amazing things you can do in rugby union. But gentlemen, I think, now that I've experienced it, this is the one, right? Hong Kong Sevens.
What do you reckon? It's a big weekend, but what do you think? Like, how does this compare with like the stand-up show that you've done in front of 10 people? Or
similar in that when we're in the South Stand.
Oh, Swoop, didn't you love the South Stand?
Oh, yeah.
That was Swoop.
Yeah.
So we've been here since Wednesday, and some days we've lost. Some days we've found, and we've had a hell of a time. It's a big thanks to Hong Kong Tourism Board for flying us over here, along with Cathay Pacific. They're the major sponsor of this event, and also Avolo Hotels for looking after us. It has been a hell of a 5 days. We're alive.
Yeah.
We are?
Barely, but look, it's been quite the experience.
So I will introduce you. You're Adam Ashley Cooper. Welcome. How are you?
Yeah, thank you. Good prof.
Yeah.
Good, mate. Where are we going with this?
Nowhere, mate. You're on edge. Why are you on edge?
Oh, I'm just ready to get on that bird. Get me on that flight.
Drewza, how are you? Drew Mitchell?
Yeah, not bad. I was doing well.
No, don't start.
Doing well with my voice until
now.
This morning.
Drew's had a few problems and obviously...
You're a real pig, mate.
I know.
Matt, corporate sweet kiddo, how are you? Jeez, you were getting around today.
Yeah. It's been good. I think I had to carry the load today. Oh. The boys were a little...
Carry the load. Mate, tell you what you're carrying is excess baggage for all the cash you've just collected.
No, I haven't
all
invoiced
bags.
Yet.
All these bags of your cash. So oh, what did we do while we were here in Hong Kong? We had a great time. Let me run through them quick. Sha Tin races on Wednesday. Do you remember that, boys? That was good.
It's great.
Couple of tips, couple of wins.
Yeah. Pig feet soup.
Yeah, that was good. What?
Yeah, you had a little tantrum actually.
Yeah.
I ordered the wontons and they gave me the pig trotter soup. Yes. You would have been filthy.
How did you say wonton? It sounds very pig trotter to me.
And then I said,
he somehow blamed it on Tommy.
Tommy ordered before me and he ordered the pig trotters. And so the lady, oh, they all, you know, he wants the same thing.
But
so,
isn't that amazing that I didn't know about the pig trotters and I chose Tommy's outfit and he went as a pig for the South Stand?
Yeah. Yes, we did the South Stand. That was on
Saturday.
Thank you, boys.
Yesterday.
Yeah. Fantastic. And we all picked outfits for each other. Also, we did the City Light Show on
That was amazing.
Thursday. Amazing, out in a junk boat. Just had the time of our lives. We climbed the peak. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Worked pretty hard. Well, the Uber did anyway, getting up that.
Gord, you actually did it, didn't you?
Yeah, I did it. Just because it's an experience that you've got to do. Yeah.
We'll do it next year.
That was definitely my favourite part of the trip, actually. You know, after the last couple of days, just getting up to the peak at 9 o'clock this morning.
Yep.
It's great.
What did you do on Friday, Prof?
You tell me. What did I do on Friday?
You spewed about 10 times. Oh, yes, you didn't turn up to commitments.
Yeah,
then you left the footy.
The old Profosaurus lost Friday. That's gone. That's gone. And we do have our bags packed. And they are just off camera and we are ready to go. But it's a great place to be. The other one we did was the night markets, boys.
Wow.
Stanley Street. We have had a hell of a time. At the end of this show, there is going to be, if you saw the episode in Melbourne, we did the carnage at the end, the last 15 minutes. Yeah. So those of you listening to this, I don't think it will end up on the podcast, but get onto YouTube and you'll be able to find the Hong Kong carnage, which is, I think that's going to be about 3 weeks worth.
Yeah, I was going to say about 4 hours.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. A lot of fun. Merchandise, it's going to be up and running next Friday. Apologies. Once again, is that right, Ol? Can you give me, yes, Ol's giving me the thumbs up. Next Friday. So apologies again. We did sell out of the shirts very quickly. 500, we underestimated.
Oh, didn't we?
And God, wasn't there some people out there wearing Schmitterdin shirts today?
Didn't you swap yours?
Oh, I did, didn't I?
Yeah. What night was that?
I made a best friend on, what day was it?
Wednesday night.
Wednesday, Scottish guy.
I've got a photo of that at the...
Oh, we'll pop that up?
Yeah, we'll pop that up.
I'm filthy.
Insert now.
I need to get it back. There's only 8 of those made. Oh, we've had a time. Socials, where can you find us? Kickoffs, kick-ons on everything. So X, Twitter, it's the same thing. YouTube is kickoffs and kick-ons. Like and subscribe. And...
Oh, nice.
Wow.
Boys. We're going to do our regular segment. So we're going to get into how good the sevens was and all that. But we'll just quickly do our, what is it? Our superb rugby roundup segment. Four games took place over the weekend. Obviously, Blues defeated the Force 50-3.
Yeah,
wasn't close.
No. Disappointing, really.
Yeah.
Blues are, they're pretty sharp at the moment. They're going to be.
Does that put them top of the table?
I think the Hurricanes are still up there. Yeah, but they're sort of starting to find some solid form.
Find some rhythm. Caleb Clark in really good form.
Western Force has signed Curtly Beal as well.
Wow.
They've got a bye next week. Maybe we'll see Curtly play after that.
Are they last, the Force, at the moment?
No, they're going all right. They
beat the Reds, but I think that's their only win.
Oh, really? They are? Okay.
Yeah, no, they're going all right.
Yeah, well, anyway.
Let's keep it positive.
But they are. But being from Perth, that trip to New Zealand's tough. Yeah. It's an 8-hour trip when you're used to just the 3 hours. You know, the 4-hour difference, like we found here, the 3-hour time difference, it plays tricks on you.
Particularly when you're not turning left. You know, Perth to Auckland, cattle class.
Yeah.
Shit house.
Yeah, exactly.
It's been wonderful to have Holiday Swoop again for the last 5 days.
Yeah, I'm ready.
We won't hear from him for a week.
Yeah, ready to put him away. He's done.
Rebels 41 defeat the Drua 20.
And the controversy in that one.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, shithouse moments in that game.
Yeah.
I would say huge brain farts. Like that elbow to the head, Lamani.
Yeah.
You saw red. How many weeks do you reckon would he be expecting for that?
Oh, you've got to expect probably 10.
Man, that's just off the back of me giving him a barbecue.
I was going to say.
He did give him a barbecue.
Yeah.
Well, he wants to use it for the next 10 weeks when he's at home.
Yeah.
And then
That was like almost assault.
Yeah. But then we need to mention the fuckwit in the crowd.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. And he's a fuckwit.
There's no need for that.
No need for any of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
And also the headbutt. That's going to be another one. Yeah. Might be going around for barbecues at Frank's place.
Yeah. We'll get onto that. We're going to do the Super Sizzler very soon. Hope you've got a Super Sizzler lined up, do you?
Yes, I do.
Fantastic. Chiefs 68 defeated Moana 12. Geez, there were some blowouts on the weekend, wasn't there?
Yeah. To me, it seems like you're just reading and catching up on things at the moment. The rest of us knew.
Could you see that in my face?
Yeah.
Blowouts in the Super Rugby and the four of us over here.
Yeah.
A question on that one, Prof, because you've got the notes in front of you. Yeah. Was Damian McKenzie playing?
He didn't. He played the house down.
And that would tie in nicely with your point, Drew.
Yeah, he adds a lot.
Adds a lot. What's the difference between
It's like 176 points for when he's playing and 36 or something for when he's not.
Is he in your All Blacks 15 or is it too early to pick that?
Oh, he's definitely in there somewhere, wouldn't it be? Oh, it's a tough one.
Well, we spoke to Dan Carter over here. He said, obviously, Bowden Barrett's coming back. There's that option. Then you've got Damon McKenzie. I don't know.
Is Richie Mwanga, he's not coming back? Because he's been killing it over there in Japan. But I think Damian McKenzie's obviously the form 10 when he's there. We saw it firsthand in Melbourne. Like, he attacks from everywhere. He's pretty electric. He makes just a big difference to the team.
I think it'll also depend on how Scott Robinson wants to play. Obviously, the new coach for the All Blacks. Maybe that he might want to play with the attacking style of Damian McKenzie and a bit looser.
Now, that was a good tease as well. We do have Dan Carter coming up a little later in the show. Dan was nice enough to jump. He loves you boys. He'd do anything for you boys. I don't know what's going on there.
Just good people.
He loves Swoop. He had that time in Japan together, and he saw Holiday Swoop. As soon as you see Holiday Swoop, you can't let him go. When you see Swoop, that's what you love.
It's rose-tinted glasses, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, when you think back at the time with Holiday Swoop, it's good. But then when you're actually in the middle of it, you're like, just get me out.
I'm not like that.
Yeah.
I love it.
Like, I'm like, even yesterday when we're walking up the, what was that street where all the bars are left and right? Is there a name for that street after we did the night markets?
Peel Street,
Yeah, Peel Street. And you're playing those, you probably don't remember this.
Peel.
It looks like you're just learning for the first time.
Like,
watch me wind this guy
just
up.
Just keep a light, mate.
Yeah. No, it's very light. Right. And you're like, mate, mum's in trouble, I need your phone. you just kept trying to get someone's phone and we worked our whole way all the way up the street and you never got a phone.
Yeah, you have to.
But I love Holiday Swoop.
Holiday Swoop's a real pig.
No, he's not.
He is, mate.
He's a bit of a pig. Not as piggy as you, mate. You're a real pig. You're a huge pig.
Brumby, mate, what's with your man spreading right now? Like,
you couldn't. I don't know, man. I'm just comfortable.
Brumby's 40. Warwick
Plus, it's a little hot.
16. We've chatted about this a lot on the show. DC, how's he looking? Your boy. Is he...
Well, I just reckon the Brumbies are playing some good rugby. I mean, I love DC. I still think he's got so many things he can add. What I do want to touch on is James Slipper. He became the most capped
178
Super Rugby player. As a front rower too, like, that's no light work, you know. George Gregan, obviously, as a halfback, he was still very good at what he did, but Slips, he's in the front.
And bear in mind, he also had 2 years out. In the middle of all that.
Exactly,
so, like,
he
could add plenty more.
Well, hey, this might be a good time to bring up the Super Sizzler segment brought to you by Beefeater. Another big thank you to Beefeater. Have we got the sign? Oh, it's right behind me there. Beefeater. You can get Beefeaters anywhere. Can you get Beefeaters in Hong Kong, boys?
You must be able to.
Super Sizzler brought to you by Beefeater. Life tastes better outdoors.
Who would like to go first with their Super Sizzler? It could be anyone or anything.
Yeah, right.
Ooh.
This is tough. I'm going to go Damian McKenzie.
Yeah, good.
I'll just lock that one in. Yeah. He can have a barbecue. Coming your way.
Does he have a barbecue?
Apparently, he just ran out of gas. And so he threw the whole barbecue out. He didn't understand. He could just refill it. So we'll send him a barbecue.
Great food to Damian McKenzie. Congrats. Yeah. Have you got a Super
Apart from your efforts over the weekend, Prof, can it be from this weekend in terms of the Servants Tournament? I think Maddie Levi. Yeah, she was sizzling.
Amazing. Oh, I thought we were doing a Super.
No, you could do whatever you want, Drew.
You need to listen to the intro. He said. Anything.
That's all right, mate. That's all right. But stay there.
David McKenzie, he's got a barbecue.
Maddie Levi, she was in great form. And obviously Tegan Levi. And also we were fortunate enough to catch up with Maddie and Tegan's parents at the hotel.
Sounds like you're giving away three barbecues there, Swoop.
Could be. Yeah. Let's just send them all to the Levi family.
How good are the Levi parents?
Can you get beef eaters to the Gold Coast?
We can.
Everywhere?
Can we get a thumbs up over here? We can. We get beef eaters to
Jason
the Gold
and
Coast.
Rochelle. Shout out.
Yeah. Now, that's also a good tease. We caught up with, God, we had some bloody catch-ups this week.
Yeah,
didn't we?
Maddie Levi and Charlotte Caslick. So that'll be in this episode as well. Goodness me.
That was a good fun chat.
It was.
It's a great chat.
Yeah.
Good girls.
Great, great girls. Super Sizzler from you. Gits.
I'm going to go Michael Hooper.
Yeah. 77.
Yeah, 77.
I like that. Yeah, yeah, really like that.
It took me a while to click.
Clever.
I was like, 77. He's at seven and he's doubled up on it. Not as lucky over here. They love the number eight, but still. 77, I think. He's been to a couple of tournaments, watched him. He was nervous. It would have been, obviously, I don't want to give too much away, but we spoke to him and he's on. Yeah, yeah. Oh, you guys had us today. Yeah. But just talking about just how nervous he was, and it was just good to actually get out there, experience it. Because in your mind, you build up a certain event or things to be a certain way. As soon as you get out there and experience it, and I thought he was great, and this will be really good for his confidence.
Yeah, a couple of crucial turnovers. You can see also how much his teammates got around him. Mm. You know, that final turnover in the first game he played. I mean, he'll definitely grow from this experience for sure.
But he's a massive, vital part of the team too. Like when they lost their semi-final, he didn't actually get on, but he was walking past us and he's gone, listen, I'll come back to you. I'm just going to do the team huddle. So, like, the team first, they're all together. And then he came back and did the interview. But
do you know what I'm going to ask?
No. What are you going to ask? He's got a barbecue, but he begged me for a beef eater.
Oh, mate, he's manly as well. I'll drop it off on the way home.
I'm going to take my barbecue off Dame McKenzie.
Oh, you're doing a switch. Can we switch on the
He just went and bought some sausages.
Yeah. Sorry to Beef Eater, but they're going to give out 14 Beef Eaters because just New Zealand Sevens winning the women's and also the men's. So let's send 14
he's had
over
three
there.
Three talks to come back for his.
Yeah.
That's tough.
That's a good one.
That's 28 Beef Eaters. Can't be 14 because they've got reserves.
Yeah, true.
We're sending Beef Eater broke.
Absolutely. And I guess to finish also over the Super Sizzler, the Super W rolls on. Some interesting scores there. The Reds, 17 defeated the Rebels, 15. Yeah. The Drua, they were 20 over the Brumbies, 7, and the Waratahs, 45 over the Force.
And they locked in the minor premiership as well.
So there you go. The Superb W continues. People getting a little bit rowdy behind us. Drew's giving them the please be quiet.
Yeah, I just shushed him.
So let's keep rolling here. We don't have much time. We've got to get to the plane. Hong Kong Sevens. So let's start with the Aussies. Both of them bowed out in the semis, but the girls, they got the bronze. Yep. We sat here and we watched them. They were very unlucky against New Zealand in the semi-final, but their push towards Paris continues.
Yeah, and big finish to win that game, the bronze medal game. Maddie Levi scoring right at the death to secure
through
that win.
Great work through Faith Nathan.
Yeah, it was a good run, actually. They're building. Like, it's, you know, when you listen to the chat we had with Charlotte Caslick and Maddie, they're obviously building towards the Olympics. Of course, you want to win every tournament you play in, but there's the bigger prizes at the end of this.
Hey, good shout there. Should we get to that interview now?
Yeah, I reckon.
Yeah, so we went and chatted to them on Give Me the Day.
I wasn't here.
Thursday. Yep.
Thursday. Here's our little chat with Charlotte Caslick and Maddie Levi. Maddie Levi and Charlotte Caslick, Australian Women's Sevens, take 48.
Maddie Levi, Charlotte Caslick, and we've got Swoop here, but I don't know how much we're going to get out of Swoop today.
You want to get zero.
Just off the top, what's going on with your voice?
Well, as you know, Drew, we're having a very good conversation at Joe Bananas last night. Loud music, you know, you had to kind of just lift the decibels a little.
Would you say the Hong Kong Dragon got you on day one?
No, there's no Hong Kong Dragon that got me on day one.
All right, enough about you. So, girls, obviously big tournament this weekend, Hong Kong Sevens. You know, it's a flagship event in the calendar. How's preparation been?
Hang on a second. That was a really great question. Really good question. But where are the intros? Where are our intros? Prof, Tom? We didn't do it.
He had 8 hours on the flight to do something. Anyway, how's the preparation been, girls?
It's been good. I think we're ready to go. Slowly adjusted to this bloody humidity.
Yeah.
I think we've been working hard, so ready to hit the paddock running tomorrow.
And just talk us through a little bit of like the scenario on Seven. So we're here at the team hotel, but am I right in saying all the girls, women's teams are here?
Yeah.
How's that? Like walking to breakfast and your rivals are right
and
there.
And be honest, like, I wouldn't like it. We did it for a couple of seasons, didn't we?
Yeah, I think it's all we've ever known because we've only really ever played sevens. So ever since I've been playing, this has been the setup. Sometimes it's men and women at the same hotel. So that adds another dynamic in. especially to our group. I think it, yeah, really lifts the spirits during the week. So,
we'll leave that there.
Yeah, no, I think it's like, yeah, all we've ever known. But it is, sometimes you make good friends in the other teams. There's some teams that we probably don't really talk to, but...
we don't make friends.
Maddie makes more friends than I do.
Yeah. I'm just a social butterfly. I feel like I could talk underwater, so...
Well, would I be right in saying one of those teams that maybe you don't get along with that well would be the New Zealand team?
Yeah.
They're your biggest rivals.
Yeah, they're definitely our biggest rivals, but... I feel like, yeah, we have a bit of beef with the French girls.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. But, like, good beef.
Good banter.
Like Cote de Boeuf or other beef?
I don't know what that means.
Well, I want to know what the facilities are like here. Like, it's a big resort. I hate big resorts. Have you been in the pool?
Pool, yes. Behind.
What's the bar like? When's happy hour? Does it deliver?
4 to 6.
No swim up bar.
So, yeah.
Kazzy's all over it.
You've got your parents here as well. They've come over for the trip. How are they enjoying it?
Yeah, they're loving it. I think they've taken it a bit quiet this week. They're ready to hit the south stand. I said they'll be the ringleaders of that stand, booing us.
Have they got the costumes ready?
Yeah, I'm sure they definitely have something worked out.
Yeah.
Did you have any odd jobs growing up?
Odd jobs.
I worked at SeaWorld for a bit.
Wow.
Yeah.
What doing?
That's cool. I was in the bar.
Oh, yeah.
At 16.
RSA?
Yeah, had an RSA. Quite rogue.
Well, what about like...
Hang on a second. Charlotte, any odd jobs?
No, I feel like this is my first job. Right. Probably explains a bit.
Okay.
Yeah,
right. Yeah. Maddie, now... You're getting a bit of a reputation for being a bit of an enforcer on the tour.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen the cheese a bit, a few yellow cards.
How's
preparation been around the tackle tech?
Yeah, as soon as I got the double red, I think Walshy thought it was funny to start lowering the heights of door frames and trying to put stuff in. So I had to crawl under every time and get used to it. But no, definitely at training, I've spent a lot of time on tackle tech and getting low and tackling around the legs. So it's paying off a little bit, but hopefully this time I can go with no cheese.
And this year as well, it's such a big one. At the end of the 7 Series, Olympics in Paris. I know it's, you know, you've got a job in the immediate term, but it's always hard to kind of not at least have an eye on what's coming up with such a big event. How are your feelings around the Olympics?
Yeah, we're feeling pretty good. We obviously started the season well and we wanted to peak for Dubai and then we want to peak again in Madrid and then like hold that to the Olympics. So although we want to win every tournament that we play, I think, yeah, we're sort of training and aiming for the Olympics at the end of the day. So, yeah, I feel like no one really cares what happens this season. It's all about Paris.
Did you have a favourite restaurant in your neighbourhood growing up?
I don't know. I feel like there was no restaurants in my neighbourhood growing up.
I feel like growing up I went to Macca's a lot.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Right. Thanks for the questions, Prof. Killing it, mate. Yeah. You got another one for me? What's your go-to karaoke song? Thank you.
Unwritten?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
That was odd. Yes.
We were talking about that on the flight on the way over here. It was on... I was watching, what is it, Anyone But You, you know, the Sydney Sweeney?
I actually haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, right, so that song is sort of like, plays a big part. And we were getting right into that on the plane yesterday. Right, that's your song.
Track.
Staring at the blank page before you open up the dirty window. Reaching for something in the... Okay, Charlotte, what about yours?
Maybe Country Girl, Shake It For Me.
Ooh. Oh, how's that go?
Come pretty on. Much that.
Go on, give us a little bit.
No, absolutely not. Maybe on Sunday night.
Well, yeah, I was going to say Sunday night. So you don't leave until Monday night. So after the tournament finishes Sunday night, hopefully all things going well, going out to celebrate. What's that look like?
Is it LFK?
LFK, yeah.
Joe Bananas was a big hit last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a live band last year, which was epic.
Yeah, there was a live band last night.
Yeah, oh, really? Sick. We got amongst that.
I like drinking on the streets here is pretty common too. Just ordering a drink at the bar and then going outside and just...
Yeah, you did that a fair bit last night, didn't you?
Went did walkabouts.
Thanks, Drew.
So, Sunday night's big night.
Yeah, Sunday
night. Did
night's
you go out with some of the opposing teams or, you know, like people that... You're on tour effectively, you know, not all year, but, you know, with the different tournaments throughout the year. So, I'm sure you get to know, you know, the guys and girls from the series. Is it like do you go out and party together? Or
no, if you win on Sunday, which you will, you can only select three other girls from your team. Who are you taking out?
Ooh. Our team.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Bella Nasser.
Yep.
Right.
She loves to just tap a card.
Oh. Yeah, okay, that's generous. That's a good one.
Good friend
that's
to
good
have.
One. Yep.
Besides us two.
Yeah.
Yep.
You have to take.
Okay. Faith Nathan, if she's off her good behaviour.
Yeah. When she's not on good behaviour, she's good value.
Oh, really?
She's got a bit of an alter ego.
Patricia.
Patricia.
We haven't seen Patricia for a while.
So if she's not on good behaviour, then definitely Faith.
Mm.
And one more.
I feel like you'd have to take your sister, otherwise she'll kill you. But Teagues is sometimes...
when she has a crack,
she's like
she's
our
right.
mom, and she tries to drag us home.
Oh, she's a sensible one. Yeah.
But lately she actually has been the past two. But when she doesn't have crack, she's pretty shit about you.
It's good to have a sensible one, isn't it, Swoop?
Yes. You are my sensible one, aren't you? This trip?
Yeah, yeah.
Always have been.
Yeah, that's it.
Appreciate it, mate.
No, you're right.
Thanks, mate. Back to the girls.
Yeah. What have we got?
Have you ever wanted to live abroad?
I think I used to, but then all the traveling with Sevens. Now I just like can't wait to just be in Australia.
Right.
What do you miss most when you're on tour?
Food.
The cuisines.
At home.
Yeah.
Oh, really? You, not your cat?
Oh, yeah. Now Vivian. Yeah, Vivian.
Mom.
Yeah. But she's in good hands with Dominique back home.
Right.
She sends me video updates every day. I'm a helicopter mom. I ask every day what Vivian's been doing.
Really? You get little photo, video updates.
Videos, photos. From home. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
And how'd you come up with the name Vivian for a cat?
I actually named her after Julia Roberts' character in Pretty Woman.
Oh, don't we know that?
Yeah, I literally got her
Matt Gittell pulled off one of the all-time great Vivians at our 40th birthday party.
Yeah, I did see that. It was just after I got Vivian.
Yeah,
you were getting pretty handsy too with Vivian that night as well.
Vivian was looking good.
He was.
What do you love about Hong Kong, touring here?
I think like the actual tournament, like the energy in the stadium is hard to beat. But during the week, I think like the markets, the food.
Yeah.
I actually got my eyelashes done last night.
Ooh,
and they
I noticed.
Probably like
they
the
look
best
amazing.
Ever. Yeah. So
5-star experience.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it was honestly like the best experience I've ever had getting my eyelashes done. Yeah.
We're going to fly over here just to get our lashes done now.
Cuisine, markets. You went out on the junk boats.
Yeah.
You did a tour. I saw that.
The culture. It's pretty cool. Yeah. Like I think just seeing the skyline light up at night was pretty cool. And the temples as well. I think a lot of people have done like gone in and around and looking at a lot of the culture, as you said. So,
any purchases like through the markets or any
was
it Louis Avon?
Louis Avon. Louis Avon and Louis Vuitton. They sell exact copies.
Exact copies. Just missing a letter.
The ladies' market.
Did you
have to go in with a level head?
Did you give someone one of these bags?
Yeah, Mum still carries around the Louis Avon to this day.
No idea. No.
Oh, I had to spill the beans. I was like, oh, but before you get angry, it actually says Louis Vuitton. It's exact copy. I promise.
You just got to turn the bag so that part's facing
her. Show people. Just show it from behind.
Well, girls, thank you so much for taking the time and your preparation just before the tournament kicks off.
Thank
Release
you.
Your inhibition, feel the rain on your skin. There you go.
Amazing girls. And that's
fantastic.
So you're on fire in that chat.
Yeah, you were.
Was I?
But, like, this guy, I reckon that's when Swoop works at his best.
Yeah.
I mean, just two.
When he's flooded.
I just hit him with the Cosmo questions. I took your role, Gits.
Yeah.
It was very good.
I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. And you found the bar very quickly post-interview.
Hey?
Or was that you? Who found the bar within about
We went with the Levi's parents.
Levi's parents.
Yeah, they're already there.
That was wonderful. Now, the Aussie men, they went down in the semi. They went down to New Zealand. Both semis against New Zealand, 26-7. Yeah. I think we might be now sitting fourth on the ladder. We'd have to double check that.
The men's is pretty open.
It is, but in Hoops's chat, spoiler alert.
Ooh.
Or was this off camera when he told you this? About
I don't know what you're about to say.
About finishing third here was important.
Yes. Well, it's just where you finish in each tournament, that's why they do the third and fourth playoff. So where you actually finish on the ladder at the end of the sevens determines the pool works for the Olympics.
Yeah, right.
So you want to be high up so that you're playing easy teams in your pool and you can progress. Obviously, if you have a poor sevens season, even though you've already qualified, it's pretty...
You get grouped with like two of the better nations or something. Yeah.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Yeah. And then the men's final, which we sat across at your Sock Gen gig over there. Which
gig? Was, no, it wasn't a gig.
Oh, you just know him, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So for free, was it?
Yes. Yeah. When I was in France.
Okay.
You knew Pierre and Fabrice and the rest of them.
10-7, a defensive affair. Was it nil all at halftime?
Yeah, it was.
Nil all. I haven't seen that in sevens in a long time.
You've been watching Seven for a long time?
Did a few games this weekend.
Yes. Yeah.
Mate, on Friday, you sat that. In the stadium like Let's this.
Not, yeah.
Yeah.
I
he was looking at his shoes.
No, because I like They're to audibly shoes. Listen to the game. I like the grunts.
The ref's ears.
Yeah,
you got those, we've got right. a couple yeah, of photos like of that, Prof. We've actually got a nice sequence of Prof photos for the
Prof was fine on Friday.
Struggle Street Friday. No, so we'll prof. Insert them right now.
That's some
now.
Other bald prick.
And his phone died.
Yeah.
Did you check in with your family?
My face was in any. Did my phone die? My face was in none of those. So they will not. You can't prove it. Hey, what a great time to bring up Dan Carter. Dan Carter was kind enough to swing by. Apologies. We aren't doing Dan Carter now. God. I'm rattled. Michael Hooper.
Yeah.
So, yes, the boys did wonderfully. As we said, finished fourth. Hoops was kind enough to give you some time, Gits.
He was. It was awkward because they've lost.
Yeah.
And we'd already organised to speak to Hoops. So they came off, everyone's walking past, and, you know, I got the hat on and, you know, I'm a bit more of a party vibe. But you had to look like you. Obviously, you did feel for the boys, and inside I felt sad, but maybe emotionally I looked like I was happy. But anyway, here comes Hoops. All right, here we are after the semi-final loss. Unfortunately, the Aussies got done. Hoops, how have you found the tournament? How have you found playing? You know, you obviously saw a few of the games. It's your first time actually participating. How have you found it?
Yeah, really difficult. It's been really unusual, different to the world I've been involved in for so long. So a great challenge, like genuine festival atmosphere, off the field, on the field. You know, you have to go from high, you know, winning a game, come back down, you got another game in the afternoon. So it's, you know, an absolute rollercoaster ride in terms of the 3 days.
And also being a little older, you're not old, you're not my age, but still games back to back, a few games in one day. Getting back up, re-warming up, is that difficult? How are you finding that adjustment?
Mate, the calves are screaming, yeah. The Achilles are screaming. Look, I haven't had big minutes, so I've been able to manage pretty well. Like, I'm fresh, I didn't play in that game. So, you know, we got one more left today. I'm pretty keen to get into it. But, you know, it's not as overall grueling as a 15s match, but in terms of the tendons and everything are screaming.
And then the last one, you're talking about the atmosphere. How have you found Hong Kong? This is like the World Cup every year of sevens. Like Hong Kong, the festival. Have you enjoyed it?
Oh, I absolutely loved it. The absolute crown jewel is the word or the term I've been hearing. But you'd know more than I would, mate. I mean, I saw the photos of you yesterday, all dressed up in the South Stand, looking really nice.
Mate, I didn't enjoy that at all. I would prefer to be playing than being out there in the stand.
Well, I hear you still can. So there's still time, mate. There's an Olympics coming.
We got a chance. Anyway, there's Hoops. Thanks, mate.
Thank you. Cheers.
There you go. Hoops, what an all-star cast on this podcast.
Yeah, and we caught up with a few others as well. I don't know where that's going to be, if it's in the Carnage piece.
That will be, yeah. So for all you South African
fans.
In the
Carnage piece.
Oh, yeah. I know. Yeah. I know. So you've got to remember, we're at the Sevens. The noise, you can hear it right now. It's pretty, pretty busy, pretty loud. So for you South African fans, the boys caught up with Victor Matfield.
Scott Berger.
Dwayne Vermeulen.
As the prof keeps calling him
Dwayne.
Because he reads Dwayne. And there's an idiot. No. Keeps calling him Dwayne. No. So please stop calling him Dwayne. Dwayne didn't say anything. He's a lovely fella, but I reckon he would have left saying, you know, who's that prick, eh?
There's some big humans.
I caught up with Cambo off camera.
And how did that go for you, Drew?
I just, something we said in the previous iteration of the pod, he got upset with me about. Mm. So I just went out of my way to go and apologise.
Okay.
Anyway.
You're a good guy. Yes, so stick around for the carnage for that. But before we get to the carnage, as we spoke about at the start of this podcast, there is a man, probably the number one, the biggest rugby superstar in the world, and he just loves you boys. He just, particularly you, Swoop, he's just got a real affinity. Your time in Japan.
Yeah, with DC, yeah. I mean, you know what it's like. I mean, we played against DC for so many years, probably on the less fortunate side, again, with most of those encounters. But, you know, obviously when you play against someone for so long, you get then get to share the field with them, but on the same side, you can connect in a different way. And obviously we're all there in Japan living in the same block, a bit of like a Melrose Place setup, actually.
Yeah, right.
Although he was in the penthouse. Where Gitz would
Who was Luke Perry? Is that Luke Perry? Was he in Melrose Place?
Yeah. I'm thinking 90210.
No, 90210.
Yeah.
That would
that
be better.
That is Melrose Place.
Is it?
They lived in Melrose Place.
Yeah, but it's not the show Melrose Place.
No, but that's, of course. Anyway, yeah, mate, great guy. He had a bit of holiday DC about him there. He was in Japan, but you know, well, I mean, he wasn't without the wife. He was without the wife and kids, but. Yeah, good fella. Good lad. Yeah. We like DC.
Anyway,
yeah.
So just for...
DC's one of us, boss.
Oh, mate, yeah. Can he invest in the pot?
I think he might.
I think he can, but I don't think he wants to.
So just for context, it's Saturday morning when we interviewed him. So there might be a moment you're about to cut to this interview and you're going to go, Jesus, what are they wearing? We're about to go to the South Stand. Anyway, here is Dan Carter. Joining us now, it's a man that's played a bit of rugby. It's Dan Carter. Dan, hello. How are you?
I'm good. I feel a little bit underdressed, to be honest. I feel like I should slip out back and put on something a little bit more Hong Kong Sevens appropriate.
What have you come as today? This is great.
I've come as
a World Rugby Hall of Famer. Great outfit, mate. Nailed it.
What brings you to Hong Kong? Obviously, there's the tournament, but is there somebody else that's brought you here?
Oh, yes. It's the rugby, obviously. I'm here to help promote Hong Kong. Doing some work with HSBC as well.
It feels like we're on different itineraries.
Yeah.
We've been stitched up.
I think you stitch yourself up, to be honest.
Yeah, and to be honest, we actually don't mind getting stitched up. We're obviously going to get into the South Stand. Will they see you in the South Stand at any point?
Yeah, I've already been there the last couple of hours. I need to drink a lot more before I enter the South Stand. Just looking across, it looks so much fun. I'm keen to know how long you guys last there, so good luck.
You mentioned you're here for the Hong Kong Tourism Board. I can see that underneath this, you're part of the Red Polo Gang. Is this your first gig with the Red Polo Gang?
Oh, my God. Second gig. So, yeah, I got initiated in Dubai end of last year.
All right.
That was my first Hong Kong
7. Okay, so you've obviously been here a couple of times. In terms of being in Hong Kong, Hong Kong's renowned for building a lot of memorable moments. Have you built any memorable moments yet? Because I know the Prof has a couple already, right? Particularly one in Macau, but it's not about him. It's about you. Is there anything that that you can call on about
have
Hong Kong
I?
That you can share about us?
Have
either
I
this
tamed
weekend?
The dragon? Have I tamed the dragon?
Have
is
you,
what you're
have
trying
you tamed
to
the dragon?
Have I tamed the dragon? A lot of people have tried to tame the dragon, and my first Hong Kong Sevens, I tried, and I gave it a good nudge, and I could not tame the dragon. And I they're not memorable moments, to be honest. They're the ones I actually want to forget about. Yeah. So, been there, done that. Slightly different itinerary this year.
Was that off the back of playing in a Hong Kong Sevens tournament? Or?
Oh, geez, no, I was far too slow to play any Sevens rugby. I came as a fan, actually. I had a brother and sister-in-law living in Hong Kong, so we came up and visited them for a Hong Kong Sevens. So we got in amongst it, had a lot of fun. It had been a couple of times since.
Now, Dan, we're going to talk a few things with you today, if that's okay. We also wanted to chat superb rugby at the moment, and in particular, your Crusaders. Mate, what's happening? 1-5?
God, listen to it.
What's going on down there?
Yeah, we love making history, the Crusaders, so it's going to be the ultimate comeback of all time. Everyone's writing us off. Tough start to the season. You know, a lot of injuries, obviously. Rob Penny sort of coming in. But I've got a feeling they might upset a few teams later on in the competition when they get a few players back. But, mate, so good for the competition, isn't it? Just to share it around a little bit more. You know, they've been a bit greedy over the last 7 years. So,
Very greedy.
A lot of people were starting to switch off from Super Rugby because, you know, Crusaders are so dominant. So, you know, we care so much about rugby in the game and Super Rugby that we thought we'd share it around a little bit more this year.
It's weird to hear you say, in a context of the Crusaders, that they're going to upset a few teams because they've just never really been in a position where they're underdog status. But has your phone... Have you got a missed phone call or something from Rob Penny? Could you be strapping him back on?
Absolutely not. No.
You still do a fair bit of kicking, I see.
Yeah, I love kicking. It's like meditation for me. It's weird. You know, a lot of people, when they finish playing rugby, that's them and done. But in terms of trying to make a tackle, bugger that. But a bag of rugby balls down at the park. Yeah, AirPods in. For me, that's my meditation. It's what I love. And it's something I've always done as a young kid and continue to do. Until I can't anymore.
I know you're still doing a lot of work in rugby, also rugby league. I think we spoke about it last time. We caught up over the Lazy Susan. You're here in Hong Kong. Not so long ago, you were in Japan, back in Kobe, working with the Steelers. Can you take us through that and how that was to catch up with a couple of the old boys?
Oh, it's so good. Obviously, we've got a lot of memories in Kobe. So I went back to see...
A bit of Don Don.
Remember... the mother at that place last time we were there, you had her on the shoulders.
I did.
Was that you or me? I couldn't remember. I think it was you. You had her on the shoulders.
For the sake of the pod and your marriage, she was on my shoulders.
she remembered. She was asking about you, actually.
Oh, of course she was.
Yeah, so it was good to get back to Kobe and the Steelers because I haven't been back since the pandemic. So the pandemic hit. I raced back to New Zealand before they closed the borders and ended up retiring from rugby. I've been back to Japan a couple of times, but never to Kobe. So I do a little bit of coaching Japanese children two or three times a year. I've been doing that for 3 years, but to do one around the Kobe area was awesome, and to go back and see the team. I'll tell you what, they must have been paying you and I far too much because their new facilities are incredible.
Really?
Oh my goodness. New gym. New training sheds, everything. They've really splashed out. So
I was just there for the life experience, mate. I wasn't there for the cash. So,
hey, Dan, how long did you play with Swoop at Kobe?
Oh, too long, mate.
And how often would you meet Holiday Swoop? Was he...
Once or twice. Dane was on... Dan, Cards was on... DC was on his best behaviour. But, you know, Holiday Swoop came out every now and then. But, no, it was a great experience, wasn't it? Like,
it's a great experience. Holiday Swoop was there most weekends.
Yeah. He took me down yesterday, Dan. I don't remember Friday because of Holiday Swoop the night before.
Yeah, what was that party trick used to do with the scuba diving
down
at Rivermore?
That's right. I'll put the tanks on, followed by the mask. Then I'll just fall back, plank. You'd have to land it straight on your scaps. Otherwise, it just wouldn't work, right?
But the problem with the little river was about 10 centimetres deep of water. So I still got a scar on my chin trying to do a belly flop into it.
Now, that's right. I forgot about that.
Back on track.
All right. All Blacks, big year for them. They take on England. Obviously, that's just for them to warm up and get ready because Australia's going to beat you guys. let's start with England. What's that series going to be like?
Yeah, it's actually a huge series for the All Blacks with a lot of the changes within the All Black environment. New coaching group led by Scott Robbins. There's a lot of excitement, a lot of anticipation around the changes that he will make. Lost a lot of experienced players, so there's going to be a lot of young guys coming through wanting to put their hands up. So that's a really key series for the All Blacks and Scott Robinson in particular, just to stamp his mark on the style of rugby that he's wanted to be playing. And you know, obviously England, you know, under a little bit of pressure, will really want to, you know, finish their year strongly by trying to come down to New Zealand and upset the All Blacks.
Who's going to be the number 10 there, mate, for the All Blacks?
Well, you got Bodie coming back, so he's re-signed long-term contract, so you got experience there. Damien McKenzie has really lit up Super Rugby and what he's done for the Chiefs in this first half of the season. You know, he'll be right up there as well.
It's interesting you say that. Drew, you're saying on the way over, the influence of Damien McKenzie playing and not playing.
Yeah, I can't remember exactly the number, but like the attacking points for when Damien McKenzie's playing is like 170-odd points, and then when he's not been playing, that's the Chiefs score like 30 or something. Yeah. So, like, it's crazy the type of influence he can have.
Yeah, he's...
I mean, he's really well suited to Super Rugby. The game's a bit more open. So honestly, it all depends on the style of play that Razor tries to implement. You know, you got two probably slightly different styles in Bodhi and D-Mac. But there's one player that can open up a game, and that's Damien McKenzie. Just his ability to play off the cuff, read the game, his natural ability to just back his instincts.
So we've just obviously covered some pretty big names, you know, in reference to potential tens for the All Blacks coming up. Damien McKenzie, Bowden Barrett, Dan Carter. Speaking of names, if you could name your favourite home appliance, what would it be?
The Thermomix.
Thermomix.
Oh, I live and breathe them.
Yeah.
And I saw you actually. You
I've got one. Yeah,
I've got one as well. Yeah.
I don't have
you
one.
You got a new one.
And if you could name him.
You will when you get married.
Name him.
Give him a name. Give a name to the Thermomix. What would it be?
Stanley.
Stanley. Oh. I'd love to know where Stanley come from.
Have you got a name for your Thermomix, Swoop?
No. Oh, no, I don't actually. You kind of just put me on the spot there. Yeah.
You put me on the spot.
I'd probably say Toots.
Toots.
Yeah,
that's nice. Oh,
nickname okay. for the wife.
Yeah, I know.
Now, from appliances, let's talk Wallabies. Perfect segue. Since we spoke to you last, Joe Schmidt has been appointed. We're pretty excited over there in Australia. Do you know Joe? Is he going to save Australian rugby?
I know Joe. I actually played golf with him about a week before the announcement. Gave nothing away whatsoever. Oh. And I saw the announcement, I was like, mate, come on. You could have given me some kind of insight. Nothing. But he's a world-class coach. He showed what he's capable of with Ireland and was hugely well-respected. I spent a bit of time with the All Blacks last year, and they just loved Joe and the way he really challenged the players in particular, really questioned them and pushed them to be the best rugby players they possibly can. So he'll have an impact. He's a great coach. Wish him well.
We've got a bit of a catch cry that the Wallabies are going to Schmidt it in. So if you wouldn't mind just looking down that barrel and say Joe Schmidt will Schmidt it in for the Wallabies.
Joe Schmidt hopefully won't Schmidt it in for the Wallabies.
What about Mike Cron? He's the other appointment.
Mike
Cron's just been announced as well.
Oh, so, mate, he is awesome.
Is he?
Crono was part of the All Black setup my entire All Black career. Hugely well respected. Not that I know much about scrums or forward play, so I didn't work that closely with Mike, but his experience and knowledge will be so valuable for the Wallabies. I know the scrum was an area that we really tried to target the Wallabies. And, you know, if you get dominance there, it often flow on to some good momentum. So, you know, he's a huge signing. Sheesh. But, you know, you've had world-class New Zealand coaches coach the Wallabies before.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe it's an inside job again.
Oh, no. Yeah, again. Yeah. Another double agent.
Desi. Ain't easy being Desi. We've got Joe Schmidt, Mike Ron. And I know you've worked with a couple of Aussie players already. I think you did a video call with Tane Edna, young Waratahs 10, which is obviously, you know, great from you.
Yep.
Any chance that, you know, you could share a little bit more love for the Wallabies? Any chance if Schmitty asked you to come along and said, hey, come into Wallabies camp, we'd love to know, you know.
I'll stop you there, mate. No.
Yeah.
You're really dragging that out.
Not at me.
Not a chance. Not a chance. Although I'd be a horrible coach, so maybe it's actually not a bad thing. Like,
only if it's Coco podcast related, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Maybe you guys can sponsor me. Yeah.
What about DC if we just got you across to help against the Lions? Because, you know, where there is an Anzac test.
Yeah, no. That's so probably then, the one time I would be supporting
We all want to be that area of the world. Yeah, maybe just for that night.
That Trans-Tasman team they're putting together.
Yeah, that'll be quite interesting. In Adelaide, that'll be a good one. Would have liked to see that after the series, though, so all teams would have been at full strength.
Let's look ahead of that just quickly. The split in terms of All Blacks, Wallabies, as it stands today, what does that split look like? And answer it honestly, Drew. would they actually try and make it as fair as possible?
I mean, I think fair is whoever deserves it. I mean, it shouldn't be a quota of each team. It's just whoever's in form. Obviously, you know, with us being 10th in the world, 9th or 10th in the world, and the All Blacks being up in the top three, like,
it's going to be heavily swayed towards the All Blacks, and so it should. But I think we'd probably have a look at a few positions, maybe three or four across the 15 and maybe another couple on the bench. But it's probably just reflective of where both teams are at the moment. But I think it's a good concept moving forward. And you know, hopefully after the Schmidt influence, Cronie and Laurie Fisher and the coaching staff they're putting together, that in future years we'd see a bit more of an even balance.
Yeah. And DC on that coaching list, you forgot.
Yeah, of DC, course. Yeah, sorry.
What else are you going to do here while you're in Hong Kong? Do you want to come out tonight with us? We are going to push the boat out.
No doubt about it. I've been avoiding you guys all weekend, and you finally trapped me.
We said, come up to the kids section.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know, actually. I've got a few commitments.
It sounds like you don't want to catch up with us.
Jeez, I love you guys. Don't get me wrong. And I do feel underdressed, but I've got a bit of work to do to catch up to you boys tonight. But now, there's one thing I do love about the Hong Kong Sevens is the amount of former teammates, opponents. You're running into former players all the time, and it's always good to catch up over a beer. So yeah, it could be available.
When do you fly out?
Sunday night.
Oh, same. Midnight. We'll see you at the airport in the lounge.
No.
Yes.
Oh, no, there was a test. Actually, I'm going to go home and change my flight. So I'm flying home tonight.
What about just a tip on who's going to win the men's and the women's here? And then I think once this goes to air, we'll know the results. So we'll know how much you know.
Okay. The men's, who's looking good? All Black Sevens had started the competition well, and South Africa. Probably the two teams that I'm picking, and obviously the All Black Sevens going all the way. A lot of history here in Hong Kong. And the women's, New Zealand and Australia in the final.
DC, just really quickly, what's it like being seen Michael Hooper getting his debut for the Aussie Sevens?
Yeah, it was awesome. You know, for him to show that kind of courage to test himself, and effectively it's a different sport. I'm sure he's have to drop a few kgs, fitness levels. So to see him, work so hard, and then to get a chance to run out the Hong Kong Sevens yesterday was, even as a rival, I was really proud of him. And, that turnover at the end of his first game was awesome to see, the smile. So I wish him well. Hopefully we'll see him at the Olympics later on in the year.
DC, thank you very much.
No worries, Prof.
There you go. Thank you.
Thanks, mate. Good to see you.
Sweet boss.
Let me ask you this, gents. Is he the greatest All Black ever on and off the field all round? So, yeah? Is he your number
one? He's in a conversation, surely.
Yeah.
There's been some great All Blacks, mate, obviously, and you don't want to off the cuff disrespect anyone, but Richie's up there.
Yeah, I think just the fact that he's in that conversation, it's almost like the basketball. Jordan, LeBron, errors and all that stuff. There's so many things to take into it.
Yeah.
But yeah, he was an unbelievable competitor, super tough to play against, but he also enjoyed himself off the field. So he's a hard man to hate. I still found time to hate him, back then. But he's a great fella, he is. He's definitely in that conversation.
Now, what you can hear currently, I think, coming through the speaker in the room is it's a kick-out notice.
Yeah, it's an evacuation.
Is that what it is?
It is.
So how long can somebody give an update? We got 4 minutes, according
to
Ollie.
Kick out so we can kick on.
It is, absolutely. Hey, all that's left to do is to introduce the carnage. It was a lot of fun here, and we thank all those people that paid for us to come here.
Yeah.
And hopefully they do again next year.
Mm.
If not, we had a bloody blast.
We had a great little meet and greet, the Avolo as well.
We did.
Thanks to everyone who came out and spent the afternoon
with us.
There's
like 75 people that showed up.
Ask him? You said, what are you doing here? And they're like, oh, we're here to see you guys. Like,
you were doing the same. We were both walking around.
No, mate, was just you. You couldn't believe that everyone turned up for us.
Yeah.
Have you? You don't watch back what we do, do you?
No.
Okay. Anyway, so we've got to get to the carnage. Come over here. Come to Hong Kong.
Bit nervous about this carnage. I didn't like the carnage in Melbourne. Are we going to have final approval and final say on what's...
Of course, Swoop gets final approval.
Of course.
So
if you were listening to the podcast right now, we suggest you go and you log onto YouTube at Kickoffs and Kick-Ons because we're about to show the carnage. Doesn't really work well on audio, boys.
No. Definitely a visual.
Yeah. Maybe if you're in the car, pull over and log in and like and subscribe. If you're not going to pull over and watch it, then...
Watch it later.
Good shout. We are at Kickoffs and Kick-Ons.
About to get the driver out of the airport.
Okay, great.
And I'm going to say this. I'm not going to go through the cocktail list on the way home.
Do you know he did that on the way here?
I did. I saw the Instagram story.
Yeah.
I said, ooh, gee, Biv's pissed. What I liked was Ollie then throwing it up saying, you've got holiday swoop. What do we call Biv when he's away? And I think Biv.
You know what we were thinking? One was holiday droop. So you've got holiday
that's the morning
and holiday droop.
No, that's the morning.
He gets a bit of droop about him after a few.
That's it. Like and subscribe at Kickoffs Kickons or at Kickoffs and Kickons. We love you all. Go Hong Kong. Hooray. Give us one.
Coco!
Oh, it wasn't bad.
Can you give us one?
I was expecting was Coco!
There we go.
Git.
No, okay.
Go on, Git.
Okay, okay. Coco! Prof!
Coco!
Yeah!
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.